With three stores at 174th and Maple and a shop in Fremont, Dillon Brothers has the motorcycle you're looking for. In addition to bikes, they also sell ATVs, side-by-sides, jet skis, and more. Check it all out at Dillon-Brothers.com.
This is Game Time with Nick Baugh on 1620 The Zone, Zone app, and 1620thezone.com. Powered by Nissan of Omaha. From the College World Series Omaha Baseball Village, here's Nick Baugh.
Game Time, 1620 The Zone, 1620thezone.com, and the 1620 The Zone mobile app. Been a fun show, fast pace. Only 40 minutes left for us, and we throw it up to the booth. John Bishop, Kevin Kugler, Gary Sharp on the call. Injury report presented by Ortho Nebraska, your destination for orthopedic care. Ortho Nebraska, journey on. So we got LSU, Oregon State, and then TCU and Florida. And the good news is there's no injuries to report. Oregon State's had plenty of time to rest. They got arms galore. It'd be really big for them to win this game and get ready for the championship series to begin on Monday. That would be my guess of what happens. I don't think it'll be a 13-1 game like it was the other day, but my guess is Oregon State wins, but no injuries to report. Our injury report is presented by Ortho Nebraska, your destination for orthopedic care. Ortho Nebraska, journey on. So we're talking about the NBA draft a little bit. Justin Patton goes 16th to Minnesota. There are elements that I like about the landing place, I think, clearly because there's a logjam at the at that five spot where you got Karl Anthony Towns, you got Cole Aldrich, you got Deang, even got Jordan Hill, and I imagine they're going to move some of those guys. But I think the fact that they took Patton, even considering that, tells me that they understand that Justin's going to need some seasoning with the D-League. He's going to take some time, so I think that's good. Also, the D-League, Minnesota's D-League team is located in Des Moines, so that's just 2 hours away. So when Justin's doing his thing in the D-League, he's going to have some friendly faces, familiar faces right around him. I think that's good. And I look at Tibbs as a guy that he's going to be able to address a lot of the weaknesses that Justin has, because Tibbs is good at lighting a fire under guys and getting him to compete and play defense. But that is also a little bit concerning because those are the areas where Justin struggles a little bit. And the thing on Tibbs, the kind of knock on Tibbs, he doesn't like young players and he's defensive minded. Justin's young and he's offensive minded. So we'll see how those things mesh. But ultimately, I think Justin's in a good spot. And the reality of the situation is, at least for the next 2 years for sure, is Justin's in development mode. He's got to really work hard on his body, work hard on his game, so when he does get thrown out into an NBA game, he's ready to rock. So I do think it's a pretty good spot for him, all things considered. So he goes 16th to Minnesota. Now the big thing tonight is Friday Night Lights Camp, and you know, it is for Nebraska. It's amazing to watch one group of people take the same thing that another group of people had and do it way better. You know that? You ever see like maybe same location, corner, restaurant, doesn't get any traction, goes under. And all of a sudden, new ownership, new this or that, and the thing is just bumping. You're like, wow. Like a perfect example of that, I don't know if you've been at the Village Point. There was, I think it was Mimi's Cafe, was right by, right on the corner there, by Firebirds. No traction. Now all of a sudden a place called Stroud's, this really big time fried chicken chain restaurant, joint is packed all the time. So it's amazing to watch that. And when you're talking about football, when you compare and contrast the recruiting at Nebraska, when I say recruiting, I'm talking organization, effort, vision, planning, ambition, all that stuff. When you compare Bo Pelini's recruiting to Riley's, it's night and day. I mean, it is night and day. Now, to be fair, so far the results on the field haven't been better, and some would say it's even been worse, but it's early. But when just looking at the recruiting, it's amazingly different. The energy towards it, the effort towards it, the planning, and then the caliber of players that Mike Riley's staff is in on compared to Bo, again, night and day. And all this that I'm talking about, again, is if you buy into recruiting rankings, Which I think at this point, if you don't, I think you're just kind of being stubborn and stupid, you know? Okay, one stars. I want a roster full of one. Okay, yeah, have fun being 0-12, all right? There's enough money behind Rivals and Scout and 24/7 Sport. It's like it's a legit big business. They, of course, you can't bat 1,000. Amir Abdullah is going to slip through the cracks and be a 3-star. But for the most part, go look at the NFL draft. I mean, there's a lot of guys that are 4- and 5-star guys. Look at who's winning the national champions. It's top 10 recruiters, top 10 classes. And Bo Pelini was getting a bunch of 3-star dudes and beating out mediocre competition for those guys. Mike Riley and company are in on 4- and 5-star guys, and they're beating out Ohio State and USC for guys. It's just a different level. And I think the Friday Night Lights camps that we've had the past 2 years have been symbolic in many ways in the difference between Mike Riley and Bo Pelini. Bo Pelini alienated the fan base. Mike Riley opens the camps to the public, and the army of Big Red fans come out in thousands to support. Bo Pelini would complain that it's hard to recruit and get guys to campus to Lincoln, Nebraska. Meanwhile, Mike Riley has 4- and 5-star guys littered in Lincoln in a camp in June. Bo Pelini just never seemed to put all that much energy and effort into recruiting. This staff clearly does. In many ways, the Friday Night Lights camps symbolize and epitomize the difference between Bo Pelini and Mike Riley, at least on the recruiting trip. Now, what all this ultimately means, I don't know. I mean, there was Tyjon Lindsey on campus last year, and Buki and Tristan Jebbia, and all those guys are coming to Nebraska. So, I mean, it matters a little bit. But the cynical response for some people is like, okay, are we just going to celebrate to get 4- and 5-star guys to come on campus? My response is, yeah. Yeah. I think that's something to praise and be excited about. Like, I think that's something that should be celebrated. If you hire a new person in sales, let's say you run a business and you're like, all right, I need to hire a new sales to replace someone else. And the new person you hire, they're getting meetings with huge clients that you used to not even get a return call from. That's progress, right? Oh, shoot, we got a meeting with him. Oh, okay. Oh, he called you back? The only way to improve your overall bottom line from a business standpoint is improving your client list. And that starts with getting in the door, getting meetings. Same thing in college football. The only way to improve your overall talent level is by getting guys to, at the very least, return the phone call, come to campus, entertain coming to Nebraska. Nebraska may not end up landing some of these 4- and 5-star kids, but the surest way to make sure you don't land them is by not even getting them to come at all. Nebraska's at least giving themselves a chance here. Bo didn't really give Nebraska a chance at these types of guys. So, I mean, you know, I'm not a huge recruiting guy. I don't follow the day in, day out stuff. Oh, there's a 2019 kid out of this. I don't get into all that stuff. But I do recognize it's important, and I recognize the different level in recruiting that is taking place in every single form and fashion. To me, that is indisputable. I mean, just think about this. Here are a handful of guys that are going to be in Lincoln, Nebraska tonight for a camp in June. First of all, you got a pretty good amount of guys that are already committed to Nebraska. So here are the guys that are already committed to Nebraska going to be there. You got Buki, you got Chase Williams, you got Manuel Allen, Joshua Moore, Tate Wilderman, then you got Will Farniok and kicker Barrett Pickering, all going to be there here tonight. And here are a few headline dudes that Nebraska has on campus tonight for their Friday Night Lights camp. They got Micah Parsons, 5-star defensive end from Pennsylvania. He was committed to Penn State, then he decommitted. He's the 5th-ranked player in the country. 5th in the nation. Not like the 5th best. He's the 5th-ranked overall player in the country. Also got T.J. Pledger, 4-star running back who's an Oklahoma commit right now, but you wonder what the coaching change with Stoops going out does to his situation. He's friends with Buki. He's the 46th-ranked player in the country, so he's a top 50 recruit. You got Raymond Scott, four-star linebacker, USC commit right now. He's the 108th ranked player in the country, so basically I can say I'm going to round down and say that's a top 100 player coming on campus. Houston Griffith, four-star safety, top 50 player on campus tonight. Jordan Moore, Joshua Moore's brother, four-star safety. Now, he's committed to A&M, but you never know with Joshua Moore's brother just committing and him being on campus, what that's going to do. And like I said, I'm not Mr., you know, follow recruiting every single second of these day of the day and follow these guys on Twitter, but I can tell you, that's impressive. That is impressive. Now, we'll see if Nebraska can turn some of these guys into commits, but that's progress. I mean, look, it's four-star safety, four-star linebacker, four-star running back, five-star defensive end, four-star safety, top five player, top 100 player, top 50 player. Like, that's impressive. That is impressive. And you wonder if, because I asked Christofferson this, like, what's the difference between the two staffs and their ability to recruit and get the caliber of guys on camp? Is it simply effort? Is it more connections? Like, what? I bet it's a little bit of both. But the thing that is amazing is if it's just flat out want to and effort, that is wow. That is saying something about the previous regime. And on top of all that, Alan brings up another good point that, and all these guys had to pay their way to come here. Pay their way to get here, and they're coming to this camp. So, to me, tonight epitomizes and symbolizes the difference between the two staffs. Now what this, if this translates to what this means on the field, I don't know. But I know that there's a direct correlation between highly touted kids, highly ranked recruiting classes, and winning championships, but there's a long way to connect those two dots at this point. Because up until now, there isn't anything that's happened on the field that Bo Pelini didn't do, and in some people's estimation, Bo Pelini did it better through the first 2 years. But right now, it is case closed, no doubt about it, unanimous, that the recruiting that is taking place with Mike Riley and his staff is nothing short of really impressive. And it begins and ends with the fact that it's a camp in June, and you have all these kids paying their own way, and there is just a whole bunch of four- and five-star dudes coming to be on campus. And I think that is pretty exciting. And I think it's pretty cool, too, when you got all those commits there in that are already committed, you know, Buki and Manuel Allen. Like, that can peer recruit those other guys that are there. Say, hey, man, we're already here, man. You should come. Because peer recruiting can be pretty powerful as well. 402-951-1620. All right. So we're on until 1:40. Then we throw it to John Bishop, Kevin Kugler, Gary Sharp. Let's take a break. Get three and out. Get a three and out game right.
I'm good with that.
And then I got we'll do that. And then I got a few more thoughts on the NBA draft before we sign off.
And we got some hot dogs too for you to eat during the break. How about that,
guys?
Real food in front of Nick Ball.
I'm not a huge hot dog guy.
Nebraska Wienery.
Okay. I like that name,
Matt. There's pepper jack brats, Italian, mango habanero, jalapeno cheddar, brats, and then smoked hot dogs and red hot dogs.
All right. Well, we'll see if I eat a hot dog. That'll be it. When you come back, you're going to find out if I eat a hot dog, I guess.
There's no wiener quite like a Nebraska wiener. We all know that. So go ahead. Take one to the head.
Damon just loves eating meat.
That's true. Just good meat. That's it. Not bad meat. So when we come back, we'll find out if I ate a hot dog or not, and then we'll do three and out. Game time.